Your armor.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, guys. Hi. We're going to try to get this without crying, first of all.
It happened. It's
but to in the past. To commemorate this lovely...
Crystal has a special occasion song she would like to play for us.
What?
Wait, let's end up and dance.
Yes.
Okay, I'm dizzy. I can't dance anymore.
Okay, so
woo!
Disclaimer, we don't know that song. We just love it. It's in celebration of the Oscars being so Mexican.
So Mexican. This is the greatest Oscars
ever. Oscars so brown.
How, right. Tweet that, please.
Oscar so Latino.
That'll be my third Oscar so tweet.
That's fine.
I tweeted Oscar so right.
No, tweet it from
us.
From the yeah. So my. Sorry.
Oscar's not so white this year. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm crying my eyes out because I cried so much last night.
Damn. It felt like watching Coco for the first time.
Okay.
So let's talk about it's opening. The one with no voices, Anna. How you doing? I'm better.
She's better. She does sound a lot better.
For sure.
Go watch the other one. Listen to the other one.
Listen.
You'll hear.
I don't
She's
have to type
better.
Out my answers, my responses to you guys.
You have skin falling on your chin.
It's not skin. It's
she did a face mask.
But it looks so fun because you're like, and then skin or whatever. Anyways, sorry.
And they wanted me to pick up the guy at the snow cone stand.
Yeah.
With my skin falling off.
If he likes you with the skin falling off, he's a keeper, girl. Keeper!
I almost got her to get him his number by yelling from the back seat, hey, she needs your number.
By being a bitch.
I was being helpful.
He's probably still in high school.
Probably.
He was young.
I couldn't even see him. I saw he was like a young looking
dude.
So
you're just seeing there's a guy next to Anna. Let's yell at him.
I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't really take much, does it?
That's what friends do.
Friendship.
Anyway,
I'm sorry. So,
friends, don't. Friends.
That's Crystal.
Oh, I'm Crystal. Sorry.
I like how it pointed at you, like they can see us.
And you are a Joy. Okay,
Joy is that one. Crystal's over there, and I'm me. Let's be the most helpful we can.
Okay, so.
Well, we did post a picture of us, so.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Sorry, I look like I'm evil.
So, Anna was in the middle looking like she's about to kill us.
That's
every
day.
So fun. Okay.
Did you have your glasses on yesterday?
No,
I didn't.
I'm
the one with the glasses. Because I'm an old lady and I can't see nothing.
And my hair was big and taking up the whole corner of the picture.
Joy's with the big hair. Big, blonde, and beautiful. Or caramel. Big caramel and beautiful.
Big, blonde, and beautiful.
Okay, sorry. Okay, what were you saying? You asked a question, and then we...
I was saying, let's...
She's high-fiving you!
I high-fived her arm, because she wasn't paying attention
to
me.
That was so awkward. It was beautiful.
Like normal.
I was going to say, let's start at the beginning. Start with the opening.
What the
opening monologue?
Jimmy Fallon. Oh, I'm sorry.
The other Jimmy.
Jimmy Kimmel. The better Jimmy.
The better Jimmy. I think he did great. Mm-hmm. And I liked the opening, where it was very old-timey.
Yeah, that was cute.
They really paid homage to the 90th anniversary, and I feel like they did a really great job.
Yes.
His monologue was funny. It was topical without it being too harsh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. I'm ready for a woman to host, though.
Yes. It's going around. There's a petition going around officially for Tiffany Haddish and Maya Rudolph to host the next Oscars.
America's Next Best Comedy Duo.
Seriously. Get them a TV show. Make them a movie. Let them host the Oscars.
Make them a mom's. I'm down.
100%.
I love Tiffany Haddish. I think she's hilarious.
That was so entertaining.
Maya Rudolph is like a treasure.
I saw her on the red carpet. Tiffany Haddish. No, what are you looking forward to tonight? She's like, I'm going to ask Meryl Streep to be my mama, and I'm going to nay-nay with everyone. And she did both those things.
Yes, she did. I was so happy for her.
The best part about it is she, I don't know if y'all saw her
SNL
monologue.
Oh, uh-huh.
She got a dress to wear to the girls' trip premiere, a Alexander McQueen like $4,000. And yeah. She said, this costs more than my mortgage. I'm going to be wearing this like a lot of times. And they're like, no, Tiffany, you shouldn't. Like, it's taboo. It's like, I don't care about taboo. I'm getting my use out of this dress. And that's the dress she wore at the stage of the Oscars.
Yay.
Good for her.
Yes.
Also, what was super cool, she was on the red carpet. She was wearing something else. She just wore that to the stage. Mm-hmm. And she said that her dad,
yes.
Her father was from Eritrea. And that he said, one day you're going to be at the Oscars and you need to represent for your country. So she wore an outfit of that the Princess of Eritrea, I think is how it's pronounced, would wear.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Her it was like gold and black and
yeah, it was gorgeous.
So pretty.
Her life story is very interesting.
I want to know.
Growing up in foster care, like, it's a story she, like, every time I listen to an interview, it's, like, different stories she tells about her life. And it's very, very interesting.
I really like her. I saw her on her Ellen interview, and I was like, I need to know more. And Girls Trip was fucking hilarious.
I still haven't seen that.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Anyway, so, I am totally, I think it's time for a woman to host the Oscars again. Because I think Whoopi Goldberg and Ellen have hosted in the past. Right?
Anne Hathaway and James Franco hosted.
Oh, yeah, but we kind of skipped those.
We're going to forget that happened.
Yeah, because they
were.
I think
that was the last woman to host. To
yeah.
Ellen.
But it was co-host.
Oh, that's right.
Ellen.
Ellen did it before Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think it's time. Let's put anyone else up there.
I mean, really? Ellen was great. I wouldn't mind her again, but
yeah.
New blood would be good.
Yeah.
Especially if not, I love Tiffany Haddish, but I think Maya Rudolph, since she's been in the business longer.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like her
mm-hmm.
not street cred, what's the word? Her, not rank. I can't think
her
resume.
Her reputation.
No. Also, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
She served her time, like.
She's done her time, she's
tenure.
Put in the work.
Her tenure? Is that what
yeah,
I'm say?
I guess like her tenure, yeah, in Hollywood.
Yeah, she's been there, she's been around a bit. So
yeah.
I feel like she'd be great. Everybody loves her, she's so funny, she's mm-hmm. very, like, not in your face, though, and. I'm down for.
I'm cool with it. I'm here
in my life.
100%.
I
already signed the whatever.
Did you really?
Yeah. I was like, yes, do it.
Oh my god.
So many good.
How are we doing this? Like, are we going through?
Should we go through the list?
I'm sure.
Should we do the easier ones first and then go
start at the bottom?
Work back. Okay. Visual effects. Went to Blade Runner, which none of us have seen.
No.
So we can't really see anything. But I did pick War for the Planet of the Apes because I thought with all the CGI
motion
capture.
Movie.
Yeah, and I mean, it always looks flawless. And
Andy Serkis.
Where's his Oscar?
Like, we were talking about this yesterday, me and Anna. Like, what Andy Serkis has done for motion capture is astonishing. Like, I really wish the Academy would recognize him for that.
Yeah.
Because the work he's doing for that is.
I remember the outrage.
He's a trailblazer.
Yeah, I remember the outrage literally. Back in the early 2000s that he couldn't be nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Lord of the Rings because he technically wasn't on screen.
That's ridiculous.
I was like, that's bullshit. He worked his ass off during that.
They captured him for the screen.
And that's
so.
A great role.
Yeah.
Great role. Because he's literally acting. He's moving. He's doing the movements.
He created a voice. He created
He did the whole thing. He was character.
If that's not acting, I don't know what is.
Right.
I really don't.
So, yeah, rightfully so, they should have protested that because he deserves it.
And then, like, he's great as, like, an actor, too.
Yeah, just period.
Yeah.
Black
he's
Panther,
good.
Yes.
There's a movie he directed that I want to see.
A Big Piece of Ice.
He directed a movie with Claire Foy and Andrew Garfield that I have not seen, but I heard it's really good.
What's it called?
Breathe. I don't remember what it's about exactly. It doesn't matter because all the people involved I like. So.
Andrew Garfield has polio.
Oh, dang.
Oh, I remember seeing a trailer for that.
It felt very reminiscent of The Theory of Everything.
Oh, that movie is gorgeous. Did you ever see that movie, John?
Mm.
I highly suggest it.
It's beautiful.
A little hard to watch because I know someone who died of that.
Mm.
And I was relatively young when that happened. Mm-hmm. So watching that, knowing what he went through was like... A lot to take. But it's a beautiful picture. The music is stunning. It remains adorable.
Oh, yeah. Everything can do no wrong.
But anyways, this year. We're talking about this year.
Okay. So visual effects, yay or nay? Should it have gone to someone else?
I don't know.
Sure.
I haven't seen it, so. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Sound mixing and sound editing.
Both went to Dunkirk.
Woo!
Deserved.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I agree. That movie was...
They were my pick.
Yeah,
you pick
both of them.
You pick
Live action short film.
I don't. The silent child. I like the lady that
she signed her.
She signed her speech.
They were a gorgeous couple, those two.
Someone pointed out that sound editing, or no, sorry, live action went to The Silent Child about a deaf woman. Best Picture, spoiler alert, went to someone who also signed In Shape of Water.
Oh, so
and that during the Best Actress montage, they showed Marley Matlin doing her sign. And they're like, it's happening, guys. We're getting more inclusive. Like,
oh, my God. You're right. Yeah. That's awesome.
I follow a lot of people on Twitter who are deaf actors after I saw Spring Awakening. And, like, one guy just the other day went on a rant on Instagram talking about how he knows this young deaf actor who...
I saw that.
Who finally got into a movie, finally got his career going, small indie film, went to the premiere, and they didn't provide subtitles.
Wow.
He was like, it's still happening.
That's ridiculous.
You go to a movie and it's not offered.
Yeah, and I think now DeMarco, who won Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my God, yes.
First of all, beautiful man.
Beautiful.
Second of all, he won America's Next Top Model also. He deserved it. He was just talking about that, like, maybe a week or two ago. Because he tried to go watch Black Panther because everybody was saying it was so good. And he wanted to see it. And the devices that they provide for them with the captions on it, with the subtitles on them, they were wrong. They were off on the timing. Really, it was just, like, really bad. And he just gave up and didn't see it at all.
That makes me so sad.
I know. Because that's something that everybody should experience in the theater. Like, just they movies in general. I feel like, what are they doing?
I'm sorry. You should be able to say, "Hey, there's a deaf person at this showing," and they should put him on the screen.
Right.
Like,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, a lot of people were tweeting it after that, but I mean, I don't know any of these short films, but
I didn't either.
It was, I'll say it's good. All right, animated short film.
Crystal has some feelings.
Yes, I guess Kobe Bryant got cleared of his accusations or whatever.
What happened? Okay, back in 2006, Kobe Bryant was accused of sexual assault, I believe it was. At some a lady in some hotel. I don't know if it was the lady working there or something. It was a big deal, and his wife was going
to
leave him.
A huge ass ring to I'm sorry, a sorry ring.
Yeah. So bad. And so they went to court, and I think from what I read, he just, they settled, and he paid, and that was it. Which, I mean, he should have never been able to play basketball.
I think that was the deal, he paid her to, not speak of it ever again, basically.
Yeah. So, not cool.
Plus, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of basketball, but I know he's a ball hog, but that's beside the point.
She doesn't like him as a basketball player, either. She's the only one who actually watches any basketball ever. Yes. I've gone to one Mavs game.
Oh my god.
And it was so much fun.
Right?
And I want to go to more, but
those cheap seats in the top are $5.
Yeah. I went with my friend Michelle, and it was so much fun. Shout out. Michelle started following us on Twitter.
Michelle, shout out, girl. I don't know you yet.
Hi.
Hey. So yeah. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know about you.
But I mean, okay. Whatever.
Anyways,
no, but
next.
Okay. Original score.
The Shape of Water.
Oh,
I loved that score.
My little baby cousin just got glasses, and she looks so cute.
Very cute. We're recording.
I know, but she's so cute.
She
okay.
looks related to you.
She does. Shape of Water. I agree with that. I thought it was excellent. Because we're talking about this before, how Dunkirk was great because it added so much to the story, in the present, the whole production of the movie. Phantom Thread is gorgeous on its own.
Oh yeah.
But I think Shape of Water was a character in itself, and it added a different layer to the movie. You know.
Yeah.
Agreed.
What did you pick?
I picked Shape of Water.
Okay, I picked Dunkirk.
I mean, that was great, too. It was that's hard, because they were all
And then Phantom Thread was also very beautiful.
It was beautiful. I've listened to it, on its own afterwards now, and I'm it's so moving. It's like, sweeping.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. That was a hard category. There's a lot of hard categories this year. All right. Makeup and hairstyling. Absolutely 100% Dark Sour.
100%.
There's no way that you can see Gary Oldman's fake face on there, and like not it gives nothing away, no clues as to that's any makeup or hair.
I think he said it was his first movie. Was it the makeup guy?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, boy, you got a career ahead of you.
Right. Yeah, wow. This is gonna he's gonna Bravo. Kick off, he's gonna do whatever everything. Your name is, I don't know. Yeah,
and he went up there and he kissed ass to Gary Oldman. Like, actors are gonna like you, dude.
Yeah, for real.
Work with this guy, he'll win you an Oscar. Or help you anyway.
Okay, film editing. The Shape of Water. Wait, no. Dunkirk.
It went to Dunkirk.
Okay, I picked The Shape of Water.
Oh, same. I picked The Shape of Water. But
I picked
But I'll take Dunkirk too.
I picked Dunkirk because I thought, when I was thinking about it and I was choosing my picks, I was like, the way it's put together with the music, with this, like, it was just all such a perfect package.
The puzzle pieces all fit.
And I kind of told myself before I sat down to do this, I was like, all the technical awards, I think I'm picking
Dunkirk.
Yeah, I think it was just technically perfect.
It's a safe bet.
Technically, it was beautiful. That's one of those that, like, Shape of Water and Dunkirk are, like, so neck and neck and all the technical stuff, because there's things, I mean, they had to make things that don't exist on there. And, like, they couldn't... I remember reading about Dunkirk that they shot some of the aerial shots with the planes with, like, model airplanes.
Wow. Not with real planes.
Just to make it look...
You would never know that.
No, wow, not excellent. At all. Amazing. Costume design. Phantom Thread.
Yes. At first, I picked Beauty and the Beast. And then I was like, no, I think I'm going to give it to Phantom Thread.
I read so many articles, I watched so many clips of the fashion of Phantom Thread, and that is, like, ideally my favorite, like, decade of fashion.
Yeah.
It
was, like, beautiful.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
Ultimately, what I kept thinking of was the wedding dress, and that white, the train of it was just so beautiful. I could have done without the top. The bodice was my favorite.
Yeah, the bodice was a little strange, but I think it was styled up the time.
Yeah, so. For sure. But ultimately, that dress is where I
read a tweet that was like, the red carpet footage would have been great if Lizzie Manville was just, like, on the screen, not smiling. Everybody walking on the red carpet.
Yeah. Costume design. I mean, the other costumes were good. But I think, Phantom Thread. Beautiful. Production design. Went to The Shape of Water.
I chose Beauty and the Beast.
I picked Darkest Hour. Just because Darkest Hour looked like they literally took the Crown set and put it in the Darkest Hour. Or they shot on the same set. Everything was so Beauty detailed. Thing,
like, see, but that's what that's why I didn't choose it. Because it didn't feel original. I knew it probably was, but...
That's
I've seen the castle. But Beauty and the Beast was so beautiful.
That castle was
intricate,
like,
and
so memorable, for sure.
Yeah.
Where are we at now?
Cinematography.
This category always fucks me over.
Oh my god.
Which one won?
Blade Runner.
See, now
and I know we haven't seen it, but, like, I was really on there for Dunkirk. Like,
every time I go into the Oscars with a strong pick for cinematography, they always don't win.
Did you pick Dunkirk?
Yes. I really wanted a War Horse to win a few years ago because that one was beautiful, and it didn't win.
I feel like it. I mean, I haven't seen Blade Runner, but I feel like of all of these,
we'll just watch it and be like, "Oh my god, yeah, that's it."
That means I have to watch
it. You don't want to watch it?
I don't know why I'm like hesitant to watch it. I just don't care. But I mean, I definitely want to see Mudbound. And you said it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Netflix, I have to watch it because it's on Netflix.
My girl.
Yeah, we gotta watch that. And Darkest Hour, their cinematography, I mean, that was beautiful too. It's a hard pick. But I picked Dunkirk and I lost.
Me too.
Original song!
Okay. Alright.
We're gonna need, like, a good hour.
Let's talk
for
about
this.
All the performances.
Okay, so we'll start with Mighty River. Mary J. Love her.
I love that it felt like I was in church.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
Because she's amazing. And that's
all that matters. And she doesn't need to win. She's amazing.
And she was nominated for Best Actress.
Also, which is insane.
It was great. A lot of the songs were very gospel-like, actually.
Mm-hmm. There was not a bad performance this year.
No.
They were all so enjoyable.
So powerful. So, like, poignant. every single song was just beautiful.
Mary J is the best. And then Mystery of Love. How do you say his name again?
Sufjan.
Swiftness.
What?
Sufjan Stevens?
Sufjan?
I know they were they said it a little bit differently when they were talking.
Okay.
So I know I'm getting it a little wrong.
Oh, okay.
But gay that? Icon, Sufjan Stevens.
Oh, really? Okay, nice. Oh, and then St. Vincent.
Yes!
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Yes!
And then homeboy from the Punch Brothers was doing the banjo.
Is he gay
too? Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Chris. Oh, okay. He's married to an actress from Grimm.
No, I'm saying just because, like, you know.
St. Vincent, so John Stevens. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was him on the banjo.
Moonlight Gaze.
the band Moonlight Gaze.
I was saying, I think I said this in the telecast before, that Mystery of Love is great, but I really liked Visions of Gideon. I think that
was
is so much more too. Heartbreaking, and it's very, like...
I think especially the scene that they played it in.
Which, okay, so I watched some of it today. I was cleaning my room, and Visions of Gideon, like, the beginning piano part is playing when they're meeting together at midnight. Before they get together, you can hear it. I'm like, oh, oof. Like, why are you doing this?
That's what I was saying. Visions of Gideon should have been the one they campaigned for. But, I mean, it's fine. Whatever.
I guess because Mystery of Love sounded better, like, with the trailers and with everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Overall, for the whole tone of the movie, not just
my bits and pieces.
But, whatever. I do, yeah, that's a
is
really,
it a
really
video?
Beautiful.
Oh, we're gonna skip Coco or Remember Me.
We'll leave that for the end.
Stand Up for Something.
That was.
I had never heard it, but that was like.
Me neither. That was amazing.
It was like a religious experience.
It was.
Common was like spitting flows at us, and Audra was like giving us Jesus. Oh my God.
Amazing. Oh, and then they Common tweeted the list of everybody who he had on there. Hold on. I have it. I tweeted it.
That was a.
Where you at? So, Alice Brown Otter, a Standing Rock activist. Banna Alabed, a Syrian refugee activist. Brian Stevenson, Equal Justice Initiative. Cecile Richard, the CEO of Planned Parenthood. Dolores Huerta, another activist. Janet Mock, writer and trans advocate. Jose Andres, World Central Kitchen. Nicole Hockley, Sandy Hook Promise. Patrice Cullors, Black Lives Matter, and Tarana Burke, the founder of the Me Too movement. Craziness.
Beautiful.
Beautiful array of people, array of activists, just genius.
The whole thing.
Yeah, this category is really hard because everybody was so good. Everybody was so good. We are in the golden age
and all
of TV and movies.
Great. Like, even to the recordings I heard prior, they're still very good. This is Me. I love that song.
Bone Maya's out.
I cry every time I hear it.
And that performance was...
And then she's crying as she's singing it all. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'd be crying if I was performing at the Oscars, too.
Much like you with your dancers in the background, I saw my Broadway singers in the background. I was like, ooh, Natalie Weiss. Ooh, Carrie Manalapas. I was like freaking out. My people. But yeah, that performance was... astonishing.
If anyone
so
loves
beautiful.
Broadway, hit up Anna on
my
her Twitter.
My favorite part was when... they sang Glorious and the music cut out.
Yes.
That was powerful.
Yes. It hit you right in the chest.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Ugh. Can I get that recording? I'll buy that, too.
Right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
So. And I honestly thought This Is Me was going to win.
I did,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, same.
Because they won last year. And I honestly think they deserve for this movie and not last year. But anyway.
Me, too.
Definitely. They should have put this one out this year, last year instead of this year.
Lin-Manuel was robbed.
Moana was robbed. Moana did not sail across to restore the heart of Tafiti, only to lose to Ryan Gosling's mediocre voice.
Yes.
Sing it, sister.
Because I think their work in this movie is way better than La La Land. But I think we talked about this before, that they were doing Damien Chazelle's vision as opposed to
their own. And what's crazy to me and what makes me even more proud of them, been a fan of them for years and years and years, is that... The Greatest Showman has been in the works for 7 years, mm-hmm. and they've been working on it for 7 years. So, like, this has really been their baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't come in the last 2 years and write all the music or whatever. They were picked when they were nobodies to do this. I just think that's really awesome.
I know, and look, they're so successful now.
I know.
I really hope that they get, like, some type of studio deal. where the studio is like, hey, we like you. You got some awards caliber and box office because your greatest showman has been really great.
Yeah.
Let's work out a deal. We're working out some picture deals with you guys. Mm-hmm. Because I think they have the clout for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dear Evan Hansen was them too, right? And that was successful as well. So I think they need to get studios. I didn't know
Dear Evan Hansen.
Studios need to like get with them and be like, let's work out a deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah. And then
Remember Me. Beautiful performance. Gael Garcia was singing and I was already like bawling. I was like, no, can't do it. It's so beautiful. And then Eugenio Derbez.
Oh my god, it was so Mexican.
I can't.
It's so Mexican.
It was so good. I'm crying again.
I recognized the dancers, of course. Paul was there.
Paul was there?
Yeah.
Oh, I was too busy crying. I couldn't see.
And in between my tears, I saw Paul. but I was crying a lot. Like, I'm pretty sure it was embarrassing. Hope no one was looking at me.
Oh, my God. And you know what I saw? My cousin Isela. She actually interviewed Natalia.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I forget what her name is. She actually interviewed her a couple of years ago because she's a radio show host in Mexico.
Whoa, that's cool.
In Matamoros. Yeah, she's kind of famous.
Oh, well, she's on the radio. Hello, a shout out.
I love her. I miss her a lot. But yeah, she posted a picture after they won the Oscar, or after she was performing the Oscar. She was like, look, a picture of me and her when I interviewed her a million years ago. I was like,
that's
amazing.
Not like
go
that,
Mexico.
Though, right, go Mexico. That I read that Robert Lopez is double EGOT now.
Double EGOT.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
What?
Yeah,
I read this
about
is his
that.
Second Oscar. He's won three nuts. Tonys, two Emmys, and
what?
Two Grammys. Yeah,
two Emmys for what?
He did some kid show daytime Emmy.
Oh,
I
that's amazing.
Yep.
Has anyone else
won?
I'm
he
sure
won for somebody. Let It Go. Two daytime Emmys. Work for animated series Wonder Pets. Three Grammys for Book of Mormon, Frozen, and then Avenue Q and Book of Mormon for Tony.
Damn.
And he's also done it in his second round, in the fastest time.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
and then
nuts.
He's got Frozen opening up on Broadway right now. It's in previews.
Mm.
That's crazy. Yeah, he's the youngest person ever to complete an EGOT, 39, his first go-around, and the quickest to win all four awards in 10 years.
Wow.
That's nuts.
That man is just...
Damn.
A fountain of talent.
I was really excited. I wore my Book of Mormon shirt. Or no, I wore my Avenue Q shirt for the Oscars that year that he won for Let It Go. I was like, for your EGOT, I'm here. Like, I'm wearing your stuff. I got you.
You're not that old, so you can probably do it again.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's amazing.
They're so
wow.
good.
What an achievement.
But what I love is the range. Like, he's doing all this Disney stuff, but he also wrote Avenue Q and Book of Mormon. Like,
he's a talented
very, very cool.
man.
Dude's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
So, yeah.
I'm glad Broadway people won.
Yeah.
We
I'm glad for you.
Out because
and I'm glad for Mexico.
Right. Yeah. Shout out.
Documentary short.
Heaven is a traffic jam on the 405.
I have no idea what any of these were for, but whenever I showed the previews, they all looked very intense.
Yeah.
Edith and Eddie, I had just seen a trailer for on Facebook, weirdly.
Mm.
Not that long ago. I think it was Facebook. It was about a couple. They've been married. I think they were one of the first interracial couples.
Oh, wow.
And they've been married like 50 plus years. They're really old. And like one of their kids wants to put them in a home so they can have their like estate or whatever. I don't know. It was complicated and some family drama. It looked interesting. I kind of want to see it because it's a short. But yeah, I have no idea what any of the rest of them are about. That one sounds interesting.
I chose Traffic Stop because I was like, why not? And then I saw the clip of it. I was like, oh shit, that looks intense.
Yeah.
It was like, I think it was about police brutality of some sort.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oops.
How'd you go?
They have like all these intense ones and then they have Knife Skills about like culinary
cooking.
Stuff.
Culinary stuff.
Which was weird.
Documentary feature.
Icarus.
You know what I think of every time I hear Icarus?
Mm.
It's one of my favorite bits from Craig Ferguson. Him and Jeff. Jeff had gotten a comment or something on Facebook or YouTube. It was like, careful Icarus. And they were like, what does that mean? Careful Icarus. And they, for the whole fucking show that night. They were making Icarus jokes. And it makes my heart
very happy. I love that man. I still, my favorite bit is, I bid you adieu. And then the split screen.
Yeah.
I miss that show so much.
Him and Jeff, my favorite.
Jeff Peterson, the best sidekick ever. Okay, sorry.
Animated future.
Okay. I knew they were going to win. Because, you know, whatever.
I really thought it was going to be Ferdinand.
I think we cried.
Just kidding.
Tears again. I loved how excited Oscar Isaac was hugging.
Yeah!
Gael Garcia Bernal. Like, oh my god, yes! And then when they're like, this is for the people of Mexico, like, people were clapping. Like, the everybody love Mexico was getting was just like,
oh my god. Oh my god. Everybody, they just panned to every, like, his Latino person in the audience.
I had no idea Coco was so gay. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That was good. Coco was really great. I did see Loving Vincent.
Oh, really?
Oh my god. Yeah. It was breathtaking. And oh my god. Like, I love Vincent Van Gogh. I love his art. I saw Starry Night just like a month ago. It was so beautiful. I saw it in person. It was amazing. It was the second time I've seen it in person. Still great second time around. But I'll give it to Coco.
Coco. Pixar always usually wins these movies, these awards, and I feel like, yes, this deserved it for sure.
Yeah.
Excellent movie.
Foreign language film. A Fantastic Woman, which I still haven't gone to see with Angelica.
But you're going
to
go today.
I was lazy and tired and sleepy. I had worked too much.
She's like, I want to see that tomorrow. I want to see that tomorrow.
Yeah, she had a plan to see like 5 movies today.
Did I do it? No.
She saw 0.
I meal planned for the rest of the week. Well, I was responsible.
Something. I mean.
No, I'm super excited. I've seen a bunch of stuff about it. I've watched some interviews and it looks really amazing.
Foreign movie to win with a trans storyline or a trans actor.
Trans actress. She's also yesterday. Was the first trans presenter at the Oscars. Which is her, Daniela Vega. And there was a total of 2 trans people on stage at the Oscars, which is Daniela Vega and Janet Mock, who was on stage for the Stand Up for Something song. I'm gonna see it. I'll let you know how it goes. Anyways, adapted screenplay.
Call Me By Your Name.
I can't get over that part of the movie when Armie Hammer, when he's saying, call me by your name and I'll call you by your name. My tears again. Beautiful. His shirt. Can we talk about his shirt?
I want one. So bad.
Unfortunately, it's hand-painted and only one
wow,
exists.
Wow, hand-painted?
Yeah, hand-painted.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's only one of them, and James Ivory has it.
As he should.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so glad he wore that to his big win. He's had a really, really long career, and he's been nominated. Has he won before?
I don't know, but you and I were talking about him a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we're like, he's, you know, very old, and I was very surprised by that. That this movie was written by someone so much older.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in the 80s, we were like, he was still 40.
Yeah. Even when, like, around the time that this
movie took place.
Did James Ivory read the book as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
He just wrote the screenplay.
I'm confused, sorry.
But he did such a good job of it. Like, it was beautiful.
A great adaptation.
I haven't seen 3 of the other ones, but I agree.
He was, this is only Oscar one, but he's been nominated 3 other times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good for him.
And not since 1994. And
this is his first movie in a long time, too.
Yeah, 1994.
Mm-hmm. The other movies? I didn't see, Logan. I wanted to win, but I knew it wasn't going to, because whatever. I love that movie so much, I thought it was great.
That was a real big surprise, like, Logan. Logan was one of those that I was like, I guess I'll see it later.
It made me feel things.
But,
and I think it's because I was such a huge fan of the X-Men movies, and then it felt like such a finale, and Patrick Stewart is great. There's a speech he gives to Wolverine, and it's just like...
Oh, yeah.
So good. It's also really good. Hispanics in there as well, because they have to cross the border.
Yeah.
Anyways, very good.
Original screenplay.
Oh, my God. We cried.
Guys.
That was such a moment.
Like, everybody in the theater was so happy. Everybody, like, stood up and cheered, and, like, he was like, what? I love that he tweeted. He was like, guys, I just won an Oscar.
He kept it very composed while he was on stage. He said what he wanted to. He said what he needed to. And then he turned around, and you could see his face go.
Oh, just, like, let himself, like, take it in.
He felt it. Like, yes. It hit him. So happy for him. First African-American to win for original screenplay.
It's been fucking 90 years. Come on.
I believe it, but...
How are we barely getting diverse? How is it barely getting diverse now? Because
we're finally demanding it.
Well, I'm glad I'm...
Fuck you, Oscars, but thank you.
I'm at a ripe age to witness it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What a time to be alive, honestly. This is insane.
It does feel like a new dawn is...
On the horizon.
Yeah, for sure. Yes,
I love it. I'm so glad. Yeah. 100%. It's very original. I think of all of them.
I really wanted Labor to win, but I'm okay with Jordan Peele because he deserves
absolutely.
It, so I'm fine.
Either
the
way.
The Big Sick was such a great movie, and I love Kumail.
That would have been
good too. Yeah. I feel like him, Jordan Peele, or Greta Gerwig. It had no traction.
It wasn't going to, but still would have been a big deal as well.
Mm-hmm. It was a very good movie. It was so funny. It was so heartfelt. Big fan.
And then Kumail and Johnny had like such great sound bites the entire show.
Yes.
Everything he said was so on point and funny and important.
He's so great.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Follow him on Twitter, guys. He's so funny.
He is.
Follow us on Twitter, Kumail.
Hey, Kumail. Be our friend.
Be our friend. We love you. Supporting actor.
Well, yeah.
Predictably to Sam Rockwell.
Question. Are Sam Rockwell and Chris Messina friends? Because he was there next to him.
I hope so. Or maybe Chris Messina was there with Jennifer Garner. I think he's married.
Wait, who's Chris Messina? Is it...
Mindy Project. Danny.
Oh, that's his name? Oh.
Because he is a beautiful man.
I think he's married.
Chris Messina?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is. Because remember, he wanted to focus on his kids, blah, blah.
Because that's not important.
That's what he stepped away from Mindy for a little bit.
Yeah, they thought it was canceled, okay. So he was filming a movie.
Well, I mean, he's not married. He has a partner.
He has a family, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he has kids.
I would have loved for Richard Jenkins to win this one. I would have also taken Woody Harrelson.
I mean, sure. I knew he was going to win, so I wasn't like too whatever.
I know. I knew he was going to win, but I still picked somebody else because I willed it to not happen. But whatever.
I like the actor.
Uh-huh. Sam Rockwell.
The role I did not.
Yeah.
So, whatever. It's fine.
Supporting actress. We're here.
I cried.
And you still haven't seen the movie, have you?
No.
Okay, Friday I'm going to take you to see this movie. Because it's real good.
But she deserves it. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't need to see the movie. I know she's great in it. Because she's just great in general.
She's so fantastic.
I mean, I will see it, but...
I think she's probably one of the greatest actresses ever. Everything she does, she nails.
She's reliable, too. She's
She's very consistent.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
I can't think of her doing anything bad.
I was so happy that Aaron Sorkin and Bradley Whitford were in the audience with her. I felt like, you know, family.
Family of?
Alice and Janney.
But
from the West Wing.
There you go.
I was very, very, very happy for her. She deserves it.
I love how she was like, I did it all by myself.
Girl, yes, you did.
Very awesome, Jenny.
I was telling Joy, I was like, so how's she going to go back to being on Mom?
She's got an Oscar.
That's your ticket out of there. She's like, okay, you know what? I want an Oscar. Can we just, like, kill me or something?
Wrap this up.
Write me out of this show. Like, I'm done.
It's time for me to move on.
But you know what? She's classy enough to probably stick through it because she's just that good. So whatever.
I've never seen that show.
Me neither, have you seen it?
Okay, so I watched it when it first came on because it was Alice and Janney. And I was living with my friend Josue at the time, and I'm watching it like grimacing, and he goes, "You look like you're in pain watching this. Stop watching it." And I was like, "But it's Alice and Janney." He goes, "You hate it. Turn it off." So I finally stopped watching it right before Christmas that year. I watched like the first half of the first season. I heard that it, towards the end of the first season, it kind of shifted.
Yeah.
And it got a lot better.
That's what I read, too.
I'm not a big Chuck Lorre fan.
Who's Chuck Lorre? I've never seen
Two and a Half Men and Two and a Half Men and those shows.
I've never seen that show either. So
I'm not a big fan of his kind of humor.
Yeah.
I'm not... I like Anna Faris as a person more than I do as an actress. So...
I feel because I saw her so much in, like, the Scary Movie parodies that I'm like,
I watched the actual Scary Movies are based off of.
Oh, no, I didn't watch those.
Not one.
Since I saw her so much in that, I, like, can't get that picture of her out of my head because she seems... It seems very similar characters that she plays.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be fair, she doesn't have a lot of range.
That we know of yet.
No, I mean, she really doesn't. I really like her. I think she seems like a really good friend. She seems like
a really good person.
But I just feel like she didn't run a range. And she's actually said that on the podcast before, on her podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So she understands.
Okay, well, as long as she knows. Okay. All right. I'll take it.
She's like, yeah, I'm a shit actress. It happened. I know I'm here.
I love her. How sweet.
Her honesty is great.
But I forget who I was talking to about it, but everyone was saying they hoped Laurie Metcalf would get the Oscar because this is her first major movie, first time she's been nominated. You know, she's mostly just known for TV. And I was like, Allison, too.
Yeah, it's her first big
movie. I was like, she's done movies, but this is her first big movie.
I really hope that Laurie Metcalf does something again this great to be nominated again.
Oh, yeah, because she deserves it.
Me too.
Yeah.
She deserved it for this one as well.
And I remember when I said, like, back last year, I was like, oh, Allison Janney's probably going to win. Because they kept talking about it at Sundance, mm-hmm. I think it was. Last year, last time, I was like, oh, she's going to win Oscar for best whatever. And you were like, oh my God, no. I can't handle it.
And it happened. And it was
I mean, I think...
And a good.
All these categories are so jam-packed with, like, fantastic people.
It was a great year.
Mary J. Blige, Leslie Manville, Laurie Metcalf, Octavia Spencer.
Which is great because, like, the female roles are usually kind of, like,
meh.
It's hard to
fill. It's hard for them to fill them.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of good roles to win. And now there was, and it's just, like, so good.
So many great roles.
Yeah.
So fantastic. I feel like the roles for women were better than the ones for men this year. Which kind of makes me happy.
Actor.
Best actor.
I knew it was going to be Gary Oldman, and I was like, I mean, Kaluuya, you can pull through.
I selected... Timothy Chalamet. I couldn't decide, so I picked Timothy Chalamet and Daniel Kaluuya on my little list, knowing that neither one of them were probably going to get it.
I like Timothy Chalamet.
But I hoped for it.
I don't think he was going to win because he's either too or. New.
Yeah.
He's got too much in the tank.
So fresh and so
clean. It'd be too much for him to win against Gary Oldman, who has, like, again, a career off.
It's a... Fuck, I just had the word, and then I lost it.
I'm sorry.
It's
Same with Daniel Kaluuya. I mean, he's on the younger side of things,
he's still fairly new.
He has more time.
Yeah.
Which pretty much means that he'll be nominated again for another role.
They better give him fucking good roles.
Was Gary Oldman cleared of his accusations?
Gary Oldman was not cleared of his accusations. Mm. Gary Oldman back
his ex-wife, right?
His ex-wife back in the early 2000s.
Twitter was not happening.
Was accused of assault and domestic violence. Mm-hmm.
Like a phone, right? Hit her with a phone.
Yeah, he hit her with something.
He hit her with a phone.
He
landline.
There you go. Yeah, okay. And so that was just under the rug.
2 years in a row with the best actor.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. I feel
also like for all of this diversity that it had, the class of 2018, the four were all white. Preston McDormand, Gary Oldman, Allison Janney, and Sam
Rockwell. Yeah.
So, I mean, we changed, but not really. Like,
that, I mean, I think it's slow going, so we just gotta push for a little bit more. I feel like...
Whatever.
Gary Oldman, I think we talked about this in the Darkest Hour podcast. Gary Oldman did a good job. He was solid. But I think if you take away all the hair and the makeup, that I don't think it was some standout performance. Because you know what? I'll look at The Crown, and what's his name? Who did
Winston Churchill? Oh my God, John
Lithgow.
John Lithgow. That
because he has the voice, he has the
the presence.
The presence.
It's the body language. It's the body language. It's not just I can also shake chairs and yell really loudly too. But
also, I think with John Lithgow, like the way he grabs for her hand and he's like still shaking, he's like, oh, you know.
He 100% like was in the character. He was in
it, yeah. It reminds me a little of when Matthew McConaughey won. I was like, his weight loss won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the gimmick.
It's the physical transformation,
bravo, you did fantastic.
Yeah.
But the weight loss is what won the Oscar.
Exactly. It wasn't the acting performance. So I think that it could have gone to somebody else. Because I think he
gave a better performance in Interstellar.
Yeah.
It had more emotional. It was more.
And he had more emotional depth than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Did you ever see Dallas Buyers Club? I never saw it. Do you think Jared Leto was worthy of that win? Or was it more makeup and.
Speaking of men who are not deserving, also Jared Leto.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Jared Leto before I say anything?
Hold on. Let me Google.
This is news to me. I don't know.
I didn't either.
Jared Leto. Yeah, hold on, Let me.
I was going to say. I liked his performance. I thought it was better than Matthew McConaughey's.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Performance-wise. Yeah.
Do you think it was helped by the wardrobe?
For sure. And I think...
And makeup.
Ooh, I will say something about... Oh, continue.
Because it was such a... I don't know the right words that I'm trying to say. I don't know how to put into words what I'm thinking. But yeah, definitely the role and the hair and makeup were a big factor in his win. But I think he also had the chops behind it.
He had to, okay.
The Jared Leto win was big controversy in the LGBTQ plus community, especially in the trans community, because it's been this way with trans roles, with trans characters, that a trans woman is played by a man, a cisgender man. And it, what's her name? I love you. What's your name?
Was he trans or just...
No, yeah, he was a trans character.
I don't remember.
What's her name? I'm completely 100% blanking on her name. But she's an actress, and she's amazing, and she's a trans actress. And she wrote a whole... from Sense8? No.
Jamie Clayton?
Mm-mm. Jennifer? No.
She's fantastic.
I have no idea. I'm blanking 100%. I'm sorry. Anyways.
Which, why have you watched Sense8? Get on it.
I have a funny story about that. I started watching Sense8, and you know how, like, 5 minutes into it, there's, like, a big orgy or whatever, right?
Wait, what?
It's not 5 minutes in, but yes.
It's a couple minutes in.
What kind of show is this?
Hold on. So I started watching it. I was watching it on my laptop, sitting on my bed, when I lived at home.
Oh, no!
And I was like, oh, I really need to watch this. Melina told me to watch this, and somebody else told me to watch it, so I started watching it. And this fucking orgy happens, and my mom walks in the door while I'm sitting here watching this. It was just bad.
But you know what's even worse? Is that my parents recommended it to me.
Oh, my God. Like, my mom would never watch anything like that, but I'm sitting here on my bed, and the door's right next to the bed, and she walks in, and I'm like, no, I promise, this is not what it looks like, it's a TV show, and then, like, exit out of it, I was like, look, I'm getting out, look, it says Netflix, TV show, and I was like, oh, fuck.
So they all share, like, they're all connected, they all, like, can see each other in their minds, and they're all, like, basically one brain, and so when one of them... Like, whenever they're first discovering that they can feel each other's feelings and they can, like, take over the person. So, one of them's really good at, like, fighting. So, when the other one gets in a bad situation, the other person, like, comes in and fights for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of them is, like, having a sexual experience and that shows them all together in one scene, like, having a big orgy. Because they're all feeling what that one person is feeling.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful show. About connectedness and love.
I've been meaning to watch it, but that got me...
Well, no, I was one a little traumatized.
Jen Richards. Okay, so Jen Richards beautiful... When Jared Leto won, she did this beautiful Twitter thread about why it's very problematic to have straight cisgender men play trans women. Because... When people in regular society think of trans women, they see them as men trying to be women, not just as women.
As a woman.
So when an actor who's a cisgender man tries to play a trans woman, they're seeing, oh, Jared Leto with his beard and his hair and whatever, he's a man. So it gets people to thinking that, oh, trans women are actually men just trying to be women when trans women are women. So that she went on this whole thing and how that connects with the statistics of violence against trans women and the low life expectancy of trans women and all these other, you know, really not great things that they have to deal with. Because what's his name?
Jeffrey Tambor.
That one too. And then Pretty Boy from, oh, I can't remember his name. From American Horror Story, dark hair, blue eyes.
Matthew Bomer.
Matthew Bomer had gotten a role playing a trans woman that Jen had actually gone after. And it was this bigger story. I think it was with Matt Bomer and Mark Ruffalo was in the movie too. I don't remember what it's called. Something Heart. A Mighty Heart?
A Mighty Heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Jen Richards had actually gone after that Matt Bomer role because she's a trans woman. She can play that and, you know, whatever. But she didn't get it. So she went on this long Twitter thread about it. And it was very, very good. Yeah. And, you know, I think it helps for people to know that so that they understand that.
100%.
Yeah. So that was the only thing with that. And then Jared Leto has also had multiple young women accuse him of sexual assault.
A Normal Heart. Sorry.
A Normal Heart. Because he, you know, he's in his band, 30 Seconds to Mars, and he's taken advantage of that fact.
So, I have a funny Jared Leto story. So, a few years ago, I was nannying for a crazy woman.
Or what?
Nannying for a crazy lady.
Oh, nannying. Okay, sorry.
And... she was living on one floor of the apartment building, and she wanted a bigger apartment. So a few months after I started working there, after I just unpacked her and moved her into this apartment, we had to pack everything up and move up a floor into a bigger apartment. And the little boy I was nannying made friends with a little boy down the hall. And my boss was like, you know, they're having a really hard time. Dad's always away traveling. No, maybe could you go over there and talk to her and see if maybe you can help her out, pick up some extra cash, extra shifts or whatever. I was like, sure, I'll take the money. So I headed over there and met crazy lady number two, who was like, I really just need help getting him to school because I just can't get up in the mornings. And I was like, that's fine. These people were hoarders. You walked in and there was just stuff. But, so I'm over there talking with her one day after I drop her kid off from having a play date with kid I'm nannying. Mm-hmm. And she starts talking to me. And she keeps talking and talking. I got there probably around 9. I didn't leave until 3 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Because I'm that awkward person who can't say, okay, you know, this is great, I gotta go. So I'm sitting there, like, sitting on the stool, just listening to her go on and on about her entire life. And you could tell this woman was lonely and desperately needed to talk to somebody. Oh, no. So I felt bad, and that's also why I couldn't leave. Mm-hmm. But what started the whole conversation was on her computer, the background was a picture of her and Jared Leto. And I was like, oh, are you a Jared Leto fan? And she told me how obsessed she is with 30 Seconds to Mars and with Jared Leto. Told me every time they went to a concert, every time she waited backstage, all the money she paid for VIP passes. Like, this is so cool. It's 2:00 in the morning.
It was one question. Didn't need 6 hours of response.
Oh my God. I thought I was never going to leave. And I had to text my boss the next morning and be like, I'm going to be late.
Oh no.
You need to take him to school because I can't. I was with that other crazy lady till 3 in the morning. And I had to drive back to Denton. That did not last very long. But every time I think of Jared Leto, I think of her and staying up all night talking about him.
Oh, no. That super sucks. I'm glad you're not doing that anymore.
Me too.
For those people.
Me too.
That's a crazy time. So back to...
Actress.
Back to this list. Actress. Best actress.
Yeah, she was going to win. And like Anna said, what a beautiful nut.
What a beautiful nut.
That's so accurate of her description.
The perfect description for her, for sure.
I love that she made all the female nominees stand up.
Which also linked to this, like, I looked at the picture, like, there's no one standing up. Oh, that's all of them. That's, like, nobody.
There was, like, 5 people.
That's awful. Like, what?
Again, the 90th Oscars. God. And here we are.
Jeez.
I had picked Margot Robbie just because.
Oh, but you know what moment I did love? was when Jodie Foster and Jennifer Lawrence came out. And they're like, "What happened to you, Streep?"
And then when Frances went up to get her award, she was like pretending to kick her.
Yeah, it was great.
Her like her, she got very excited. She was like, "Ah!" She had like this funny weird laugh in her speech.
I went back and I rewatched her 2011 Tony Award speech. Because I was trying to remember what it was, because that was the year that Neil Patrick Harris at the end of the show. Lin-Manuel Miranda was underneath the stage, like, writing a rap on the fly as the show was happening for the wrap-up. It was so good. But I'm trying to remember, because I remember specifically Neil Patrick Harris saying something about Frances McDormand, because she had something memorable in her speech. And she was talking, and she goes, "I love my job. I love my job!" Like, very enthusiastically, and that's what made it into the wrap. But I had to go back and rewatch it. She wore a jean jacket to the Tony Awards. It was amazing.
That's great.
I didn't know that she was married to one of the Coen brothers.
Me either.
And they adopted a son from, like, Paraguay.
What?
That was her son next to...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I read that she was married to one of the Coens, like, when that's we watched beautiful. The movie.
I had no idea.
I forgot to mention it.
I had no idea.
Yeah, isn't
that
cool?
That's awesome. All also, right. I'll give it to her. I'll take it.
Weird side note from another movie. Nora Ephron... was married to Carl Bernstein from The Post. He wasn't in The Post. He was the actual reporter mm-hmm. that worked at The Post. I had no idea they were married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Crazy.
There's so much stuff.
Crazy taxi.
Crazy time.
So,
director.
Okay. So, another time where we cried.
A lot.
One of my favorite moments of his speech was Greta Gerwig holding her chest and going... him. Like mouthing, "I love him." I love her. I think she's great.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I then love Jordan Peele getting teary when Guillermo walked up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's reaction to him winning was
the three amigos. They all got their director.
Which
Oscars.
Would have been in a row, but Damien Chazelle ruined it
fucking
last year. So whatever.
No one needs La La Land.
Yeah, so him winning was great.
It was beautiful. I mean, another hard category, because I would have taken 4 out of 5. I would have been happy with
that. Get out of there, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, what? Get out of here with him. But Greta Gerwig, I would have been okay with. And I loved how Greta Gerwig, like, back to her, whenever her category, anything she was nominated for, she didn't win. She was the first one to get up and start clapping to a forever one. And it was genuine. Like, she wasn't just doing it to put on the show. Like.
Also, like, in one of the montages, when she was talking about, like, "We need your story. I need your story." I was like, "I'm writing for you right now. I've got you, girl."
Oh, yeah. I was working on her screenplay now.
Also, those montages were excellent.
So, yes. I think we cried in all of them.
Every single together one needs an Emmy. That was beautiful. Excellent work.
Yeah, it was great.
I just didn't like the one part where they put Selena and then right after that was Pennywise. That's
I did love that Selena was in there, though.
Yes.
They had
well,
to.
Yes. They yeah, did. I was like, yeah, ah!
Krista really did scream. She was not happy about that
She was not
one.
Happy about it.
I had to look away when they were showing...
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. So they those came are our fears, Pennywise and Jack Nicholson.
But I do like him in that movie, As Good As It Gets. That's the one movie I can watch.
When he was a lawyer, right? He was a lawyer in that one? Was it the one?
No, he's a writer, I think.
Oh.
It's with...
What's the other one that he did with Tom Cruise? I don't know.
That's You Can't Handle the Truth.
Yes, that one.
A Few Good Men.
I knew it was something about men. Not important.
As Good As It Gets, where he's like agoraphobic and... Not agoraphobic,
What's
but he's like germophobic.
Oh, okay.
Agoraphobia, you can't leave the house.
Oh.
Well, there is that tweet about like...
He's like OCD.
Greta Gerwig that was like, "I have all these deadlines to make and now Greta Gerwig wants me to...
Wants to see my story. Yeah.
Thanks.
Great. More pressure.
But look, that yellow dress was perfect.
It was.
So
was.
No.
It was so positive
and
happy.
Young and...
Yes.
So good.
I loved
Speaking of dresses, Rita.
Rita Moreno.
Oh,
wearing her dress from 1962.
Iconic. The most iconic to have ever
existed.
Yes.
Yeah, agreed.
Whenever I saw her on the red carpet, I go, "Oh, good, she's wearing her earrings. I recognize her."
she's great.
Flawless.
And she's never really
wonderful. If you guys haven't been listening to our other podcast, you should be watching One Day at a Time on Netflix.
I really hope they get some Emmy love. I really, really hope so.
Seriously. Seriously.
I don't understand what it...
I didn't think they could top their first season, and then they did.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to cry again. And then they did.
All right. The last one.
Oh, another tweet that I want to read. It was like, did humanoid fish monsters just get a shout out in this representation montage? No, that's inclusion.
That's fantastic. Humanoid fish monsters over women and people of color.
I was shocked to learn that it wasn't motion capture.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that costume.
Yes. Yeah, Doug Jones did like the bulk of it.
That's amazing.
Right? Yeah, because that's what Guillermo wanted. Because he knew he's worked with Doug Jones before, so he knew the extent of his abilities.
I love CGI and I love what you're able to accomplish, but I love even more when it's practical. I appreciate it so much more.
Agreed.
And it looked beautiful. Yes. It looked beautiful.
I also read the tweet that was like, I bet Meryl's calendar just says work thing.
Work thing. Oh my god. Alrighty.
So the last one.
Best picture.
I was surprised.
Me too. I really
thought it was
going to be Three Billboards, even though I'm not very happy.
I thought it was going to be Get Out. I really thought. I heard a lot of talk.
I did too, and I was really hoping that it was that's what it was going to be.
The rumblings were saying Get Out.
Yeah.
I was surprised but pleased. You know? I'm okay with it.
Five out of the nine getting that. I'd be okay with it.
It was great.
And
it actually makes sense, and I think we talked about this before in one of them, that it was the perfect package. It was excellent acting.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
The story was good. You know, everything overall.
Looked visually.
It was great. So, I mean, yeah.
It was, yeah.
Viva Mexico. I mean, what else you gotta say? So Mexican. It was so Mexican.
Oscar's
so my Mexican.
My accent's pulling me up.
I loved Guillermo checking the envelope. Like,
I know.
Yes.
Oh, I saved the GIF. I meant to send it to you.
Let me see that.
That's the best.
And he was like, yeah. He was so happy.
He's like, can I see that, please?
Guillermo's like a little kid that just like gets to run around.
What did you call him? Your tío?
He's like one of my tíos.
Aww.
And he just like runs around and tells stories, and they're so great and entertaining, and it's just so fun.
Uncles. Oh,
really?
You don't.
Well,
you have tías, but no tíos.
I have two, but one's no longer with us, and one's in jail.
Oh.
No, I don't really have uncles.
Well,
I've never really had an uncle.
Wow.
I have a lot of them because my mom is one of 13 kids, and then my dad's one of 6.
My dad's one of 5.
So you can share. You can have some of mine.
My dad's one of 5, but they're all girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember talking about.
My dad's one of 15.
Damn.
And so I have a lot of aunts and uncles.
Me too. We got money, so we'll share with you.
I have a lot of cousins. I only have two boy cousins.
Really?
Wow.
My cousin Jojo, he's 19, and then Bobo.
Oh my god, wow.
So when Bobo came out, we were like, we got a boy! Oh, we don't know what to do with boys. Because Jojo doesn't live here, so it's like, we don't know what to do with boy.
That's so funny.
There's we are so a family of girls.
I just texted my cousin today, because he's in Florida. And I was like, oh, because he posted some video on Facebook of like, you know those old vines where they would like play some random song and they're like dancing down the street and like some really stupid like dance, do some really dumb dance.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, anyways, he posted that and I was like, this is us when the primos hang out when you get back.
This is me.
Sorry.
So yeah, I mean.
I miss my voice.
Oh, yeah.
No.
We'll not do that anymore.
Hopefully for the next one, you'll be there.
I do. I'm pleased with the show.
It was good.
It was funny. It was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It was long.
It was. It really was long. And I think you said this last night. Just let it be 3 hours. Like, don't.
Why are you trying to squeeze it all in?
Don't compact it.
Because you know it's not going to happen. They never do it in less than like 2.5.
Also, another thing, like there wasn't, whenever someone would talk and the music was playing, they
cut
the music off. Like, it was very respectful. Like, yeah, I went over.
Except for the last one.
Well, then Jimmy was like, hey, sorry.
Yeah, what did you want to say? Yeah.
That was great. And no one really talked too much. And the whole thing about the jet ski was hilarious.
Yes.
That was fucking
And
great.
The fact that he came out on it at the end was great.
With Helen Mirren there.
Can I have Helen Mirren?
She's a great Jenna White. Jenna White?
Vanna White.
Jenna White's her daughter.
It's is it?
Not. I don't know.
That's great.
Isn't Vanna White married to the host of that show, Wheel of Fortune?
Isn't it Ben Zajac?
Aren't they married?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know the show.
I don't either. So yeah, that's it.
I think this has been a great Oscar season.
Yay, we did it!
We did it! We watched all the Best Picture noms. Now we're going to have to go catch up on the ones that we didn't get to.
I felt very knowledgeable.
Yeah! I was like, ooh, I'm so smart. I know what that is.
Right. I definitely know what I need to see, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure. I love Oscar season. I'm so glad I have friends that enjoy it, too.
Ooh!
I can actually do this instead of just, like, alone in my room, like, oh, yay!
You should sing the song. What's the song?
What?
I have friends. I definitely have friends.
Friends, family, friends.
We have all the friends.
Yeah! I think that's how you should.
Okay, we gotta cut this off because I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay, bye!
Bye!